No one recognized me. Not the marketing team I passed, not the two girls from payroll whispering in the corner, not even Janice from HR who'd shared a cubicle wall with me for 5 years. And I couldn't blame them. Gone were the oversized cardigans and budget shoes. I had swept my curls into a soft updo. My glasses were tucked away in my purse, and the lipstick I wore, bold, unapologetic red, felt like a declaration. Still, I kept close to the edges of the room, quietly sipping from a glass of sparkling water, not quite ready to mingle. It wasn't until I turned to avoid a particularly animated group near the dance floor that I crashed, quite literally, into someone's chest, hard, warm, and broad as a wall. "Oh, sorry," I stammered, pulling back immediately, cheeks flushing as I reached for the shoulder I'd bumped, only to freeze when I looked up and saw him, Raj Knight, the CEO, the man whose face I'd seen on countless magazine covers and corporate memos. Tall, devastatingly handsome, with shoulders like carved stone and a jawline that could cut through reinforced steel. His black suit was tailored to lethal precision, his tie a dark silver that gleamed under the lights, and his eyes, wolfish, golden, intense, locked onto mine with a flicker of something electric. He didn't speak right away, just stared. I could feel my pulse in my throat, my wrists, the tips of my ears. "You all right?" he finally asked, his voice smooth, low, and laced with that impossible confidence I'd only ever heard in company videos and press conferences. I nodded. "Yes, sorry, I wasn't watching where I was going." He didn't move, didn't step back or look away. Instead, his eyes swept over me, not in a leering way, but like he was trying to place me, like I was a song he'd heard before but couldn't name. "You're not with marketing?" he asked. I shook my head, forcing a small smile. "Nope." "PR?" "Nope again." He huffed out a low, amused breath. "Huh. Finance?" "Close," I said, taking a sip of my drink to cool the heat rising in my chest. "Accounting." "Hmm," he tilted his head. "I should know you." "You should, but you don't." I smiled politely. "There's a lot of people in this company. I don't expect you to remember all of them." He stepped closer. "But I'd remember you." My breath caught. Something flickered behind his gaze. Something unspoken. Something wild and primal that sparked down my spine and made my knees slightly weak. I didn't know what game he was playing, or if he was just charming everyone in the room tonight, but in that moment, beneath the music and chandeliers and champagne flutes, it felt like he meant it. Then the music shifted, slow, lilting, a violin-led waltz that sent couples gliding across the floor in elegant spirals. He extended a hand. "Dance with me."